All right, we're back for part two of our phone interview here with Zach Stanton. Zach, first night out. Well, first of all, you got a couple more days before you're going to actually play your first game in Evansville, so you hit the ground running, and you're right on a road trip with the team. First night out, several thousand fans show up for the game in Gateway. What's it like playing in front of 2,500, 3,000, 3,500 fans each night? It's got to be quite a change from Division II baseball.
It's definitely an eye-opener. You know, I was already going through a bit of a little nerves and adrenaline rush, and then we come out of the locker room, and, you know, it's 20, 30 minutes for the game, and there's still, you know, twice as many fans there would be for a college game. But it's definitely a new experience. I know I've never played in front of a crowd to where you can kind of, like, if either dugout doesn't have any noise going on, that it's not dead silent. Like, I'm used to just, you know, you can hear the buzzing of the crowd now, and it's just a whole other experience. You got kids asking you for your autograph after the game, which is very, very new to me. And I remember when I was a little guy, you know, any signatures from anybody meant a whole lot. So, win or lose, I try to help them out and just kind of return the favor that I'd have liked to have when I was younger.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it's like when a little child comes up and like you said, you're in their eyes, you're a Derek Jeter, you're as good as it gets. So that's got to be pretty precious, and I hope you can soak it all in and enjoy it all. Maybe one of the downsides of playing every day now, especially being on and starting off on such a road trip, is life on the road. I know you're just getting started, so everything's still pretty new. But can you see how grueling that might be as the summer wears on, playing every night, life on the road. You know, no weekend trips, and then back to Americas. You're out on the road, and that's it. That's your life right now. How's the adjustment been, and you know, what kind of challenges do you see ahead this summer?
It's definitely a whole different caliber than college ball when it comes to, you know, off the field stuff and, you know, on the field as well. You know, a lot of the times we're playing night games. We don't have to be at the yard till about three or four. So there's a lot of hotel time and a lot of windshield time, being on the bus and all. But it's actually if you don't have a problem with fast food, then I think you'll be all right. Because, you know, we get fed after some games at the parks. We'll get, full spread of food. But for the most part, we're on, you know, you're doing your own thing. You either got to get a cab or walk somewhere around the hotel to get you a bite. So it's definitely a different experience, you know. And when I left to go here to play for this, a lot of guys were like, man, that's going to be so fun going to play. And not having to worry about going to classes or anything, that part is true. But at the same time, you go from being a college student and player to all of a sudden feeling like an old man, because you wake up after about a 5-day road trip and you feel like, you know, you just went to football camp. So it's got its ups and downs, but for the most part, I'm loving it right now.
Well, that's great, Zach. We GSW, extremely proud of you, and we wish you all the best. And hopefully, those autographs that you're signing, they'll be worth a lot more someday when you're taking those steps up the professional ladder. But again, we wish you all the best this season. I know I'll be following you on EvansvilleOtters.com and see how you do this summer and how your career progresses. And all the best. Enjoy it. Soak it up. And maybe you can touch back with us again sometime, maybe even after the season. Let us know how everything went and give us a little wrap-up on Zach Stanton on the road. So anyway, again, congratulations.
Thanks, Keith.